The Secretary of State minced no words in a speech in Ventura County focused on Iran and its current government.
The level of corruption and wealth among Iranian leaders shows that Iran is run by something that resembles the mafia more than a government.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's speech at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley was titled Supporting Iranian Voices. It was part of a ping-pong series of statements about U.S.-Iranian relations, which during a 24-hour period would involve Pompeo, the President of Iran, and President Trump. Pompeo accused Iran's leaders of using that nation's wealth to enrich themselves and to fund terrorism.
The regime's mission of exporting the revolution is to produce a decades-long campaign of ideologically motivated violence and destabilization abroad. Assad, Lebanese Hezbollah, Hamas, Shia militant groups in Iraq, and the Houthis in Yemen feed on billions of regime cash, while the Iranian people shout slogans like, "Leave Syria, think about us." Our partners in the Middle East are plagued by Iranian cyber attacks and threatening behavior in the waters of the Persian Gulf. The regime and its allies in Tehran have left a trail of dissident blood across Europe and the Middle East.
Much of the U.S. and international concern is focused around Iran's nuclear weapons development. In 2015, the U.S. and other key nations reached an agreement with Iran to ease economic sanctions if that country would halt nuclear weapons development and allow verification. But the Trump administration pulled out of the deal, saying that Iran isn't doing enough to meet its end of the agreement. Other nations have followed through in the deal. Pompeo says the U.S. now wants to push some of the key economic sanctions which were in place against Iran before the treaty.
We have an obligation to put maximum pressure on the regime's ability to generate and move money, and we will do so. At the center of this campaign is the reimposition of sanctions on Iran's banking and energy sectors. As we've explained over the last few weeks, our focus is to work with countries importing Iranian crude oil to get imports as close to zero as possible by November 4th. Zero.
Pompeo visited the United Nations on Friday, where he said there would be no sanctions relief until Iran surrenders its nuclear weapons. Yesterday, Iran's president cautioned that the whole deal could fall apart if the U.S. reenacts sanctions. Hassan Rouhani warned the U.S., saying, "Do not play with a lion's tail because you will regret it eternally." But President Trump responded overnight with an all-caps angry tweet. Trump said, "Never ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious." Over the weekend, State Department officials did put some moderation in the messages coming from the Secretary of State. They said the U.S. isn't pushing for a regime change, but they are seeking changes in the Iranian government's behavior. A spokesman says the U.S. is driving Iran to make some hard choices. After Pompeo spoke, former California Governor Pete Wilson served as a moderator and asked the Secretary of State a few questions again related to Iran, including summarizing U.S. policy goals in a few words.
The mission set for our team is clear. It's to deny the Iranian leadership the resources, the wealth, the funds, the capacity to continue to foment terrorism around the world.
The audience included a large contingent from Southern California's Iranian-American community. Reza Goharzad is a political commentator with KIRN Radio, a Farsi-language radio station serving Los Angeles. He thinks many attendees were disappointed because they were hoping to see the U.S. take an even more hardline stance towards Iran.
What is the roadmap? They did not hear. He didn't have anything new about Iran, nothing new. Same stuff, even less.
Pompeo's speech at the Reagan Library was tightly packaged. He didn't speak to the media before or after the sold-out event. Issues like North Korea and Russia didn't come up at the appearance. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.